Father Rector of Gimoe, Dakimu Magale, and the Father of Rome, by Rabashon, Hohe. And all these are the ones I'm trying to explain the apparent inconsistency between the first expression, which has the connotation of the Hakile, and the second expression, which has the connotation of the other. So far, we had various explanations. According to Rabbi Barule, so the first expression, which has the connotation of the Hakile, has reference to a tome, בחום שנעשה את המותרס הקדש, so we have to allow it to be shaykh and misak and aruch, even though we say, even though the time of the Mishnah holds that חום שנעשה את המותרס הקדש כקדש גם, so still we don't have to be gezer if we use this misak and aruch, and that's the chatchila expression, and then we have it, so the mukdosh in the chatchila is not allowed to shaykh and misak and aruch, to shaykh and misak and aruch, but we have it, it is all right if he says, Goli Shaloi. So, with Goli Shaloi Megat. Goli Shaloi Megat. That's Rabbi Barules, Ujat. Now then, Abai and Robe both apply it to Ikusi. The Mechatril and the Eved expressions, they apply to Ikusi. So they explain the Mishnah, both of them explain the Mishnah in a similar way, except that there is one difference. According to Abaye, so in Kusi can only share the Zachir and the Meidah of God, the Chathir. But if it's Yitzir in Yichnas, it's only Yitzir in Yichnas. Nothing in Agab of the Kusi cannot share. According to Rabbe, even if it is Yitzir in Yichnas, he can share the Chathir. But he can share the Chathir. But if there is no Yisrael, it's in Nichnas, it's not allowed to Shabbat Chatzchile. But the Eved, even though Yisrael was not in Yitzir Nichnas, so the Shechit is Kshayro, as long as we make sure that he didn't do anything wrong by giving him a sample, a piece of dead behavior. And if he eats it, so that's a riot, that was not another, because the Kusim are Makbid, and they were, but they are not makbit and being machil available to somebody else, because they think nothing wrong in being misalil and ravir. So that's why we have to resort to this etzer, to this test of giving him a piece of that behemoth that he himself shared. So, and see whether he eats it or not. Now then, Ravashi explains it in a different way. Ravashi on Aho Ekber. Hakosh Ochtlap in Yisroel Mumer. Numero 9, lech un beis li tirov, uchi di rove da ma rovi yitzhoi mu meich li yis li tirov. Dei di ksati mu nei yisirei, u muta lech un mishchito sei, aru lo ibadat imo sa lo lo yishrei. So in the Chathkile expression of Hakim, Shech in his marve, even Yisroel, mu meich li beis li tirov, but he has certain zirus, he has, in other words, he will not fight his Yetzer Hara. So he is tempted to eat Nibele, so there he is not going to curb his Yetzer Hara. But if he has an opportunity to eat the same thing they had there, so he will show it at Nibele, the Ochel Yisule. So Nibele, if he's in Mula Rech Nibele's Lidyon, if we are baiting the Saki, and we make sure that the Saki has no gimmicks, and then we give, so I allow the Chathkile to give him the Saki that we ourselves so obey it and make sure that there's no gap, and then he let him share, because once he is able to share the Kedim, like let's say he knows the Kedim of Shvite and he knows the Umness of Shvite, but he's a coward, he's ready to believe it, he's sorry to eat Nebele in order to satisfy his appetite. But if we are in the Saki, and it is just as easy for him to do a Beheter as Beheser, so we are sure that he is not going to do a Beheser if he can do a Beheter. So then we have to hear we can debate the Saki and let him share with that Saki. But if we want to debate the Saki, so then we can't let him share with that. But suppose he did share, without us being good in the Sakhi, so then there's an Eitze, that the enemy should be Muta. If we look at the Sakhi, we inspect the Sakhi, after the Shkete, and we see that there is no Dam after the Shkete, so obviously there was no Dam before the Shkete, then there is also. So this is how Kabashi explained. Kabashi Maham Tomei. Hakhi Shekha Fon Yisrael Muna. Muna Maha Lai Fon Yisrael Tov. Because of all the Dom Avon Yisrael Muna Lai Fon Yisrael Tov. Bedi Kisaki, Bedi Kisaki, Bedi Yisrael Muna Lai Fon Yisrael Tov. So that's the Lechatchila expression. Avroi Bona Kona Shkola Yile Yishrei. Vim Shochab, now it's the other expression. Vim Shochab, Bedi Kisaki Na Achor. Nipsaki Na Yopin Muna Lai Fon Yisrael Tov. Vim Lai Fon Yisrael Tov. Chutz Vechera Shem Yilkot. Da kun wel namen, shel yish shel yid yisur shel yachrid. Vi khum shel shach va ei. Ir ei ba khere shit mit kot na okoye. If you are going to say that the kum shel shach has reference exclusively to khere shel kot, so then the mishne should say vi shach mi vor. So, er va yisol mona, but the kum shel shach has reference not only to khere shel kot, but another part to a yisol mona. So, if you want to start in the Israel, you have to check with Hatfilah, so why don't we get it? And the way for that, it is a sacrilege, hashtag, we do as well as a sacrilege, and then it's in my habit, you will be some to come ashore in cash. So that's a cash. According to Ramash's chart, so the expression we come on involves a slight difficulty, the expression, but that doesn't mean that the Gemara is refuting it. Cash. The Gemara doesn't say to you, there's a difference between to you and cash. Yukta means that Gemara refutes that mandala. Kashe, only a few times in Shas that Rishayim say that Gemara uses the expression Kashe and has the same meaning as Yukta. But usually Kashe does not mean Yukta. Kashe means we have a Kashe, alright? So we have a Kashe. So that's difficult and it's not such a strong Kashe. It's only a Kashe in regard to the expression. Why doesn't the Mishneh say Vim Shohatu Vachem Reyes? So that's a cash. But the explanation given by Rabashi is not refuted in any way. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. Rabashi of Makor, as a dog, to Nishkach, Heter of Hovet, Umacha Shasati, the commission of your day, Shon Shabbat. The whole country was on the whole thing of Ochoy Surah. The Hain is Saki product, we don't have a good name, was Saki Yoke, in Zoo Gumo. So only if he's a new Marech on the hills of God, if we know he's that kind of a person who is oil in his soul, and he's oil in his soul, but he cannot curb his appetites. So if the situation is such that he can do it with the same ease, behead there, so then we are sure that he'll do it behead, not be inside. But suppose he's a kind of Imumea who is just a cow, and even when he doesn't have to fight his Yitzhara, he's also ready to be in Raveres, so then we cannot let him share it by being the Saki, because maybe he may be Shia, because he doesn't care for his soul. Not only if he's Lachis Mamish, but suppose he's the kind of Imumea who is in Imaki. He's not the Achas Manesh, but it's not Lidom. Lidom represents a certain Madrege. In other words, he's not going to do Aveiros unless he'll have to fight his Yitzhara. But, so then, if he's that kind of Imumea, then we can Chathchila be Meisar in Obeim to share, if we inspect the Sakhi. But if he's Imumea who is not Makbina Nisom, we just don't care to grab it, yes? So then we cannot inform Shkite. Even though we inspected the Sakhi. Alright. Mit Sakhi Yope Muta Vain Vain Basti, so Kosu Chara Shek Nikotin, Dato Mit Sakhi Yope, Loi, Diki Kukula Achim Eshi, Yotro Sef Lode, Vain Yad Alin Zbunab, Vidav Ki Yechol Itom, Abel Hachiz, Mit Sakhi Yope Loi, Now even this is a very important question, and this involves a controversial point, because you see there are two kinds of rahas. One rahas is the Rishayim will be discussing the two types of rahas. One type of rahas is rahas mamish. Rahas is the just because the Torah has it, that's why he does it. That's why it was coming, beginning of the 20th century in Russia, South Russia. So there are many rahis who used to smoke a cigarette on Shabbos, that came when they saw that the wolf passed by. Like this, they didn't care to smoke for on Shabbos. But when they saw that the wolf is coming out from the house, just to show him that they don't care for Yisurim, so they used to smoke. So that's Lachis Mamish. That's Lachis Mamish. Now, in regard to such a Mumer, so many of the Shemim say, and this is the, and Rashi Shiki is not in accordance with that Shiki, but many of the Shemim, the Rambam, many of the Shemim, the Rambam, the Ram, I mean, many of the Shemim say, and this is also, there's also that if somebody is Lachis Mamish, so then, not only if it's Lachis in Achilles Leves, suppose he's Lachis in Adar Yisrael, he's Lachis in Shabbos. He puts on the advantage of Shabbos of lying Lachis, not because he doesn't, he's lazy and he doesn't want, you know, to take it off because it makes him inconvenient. But Lachis Mamish, in other words, if he can buy two kinds of clothes, and the same clothes, the same quality, and the same price, but the seller tells him, this has linen in the collar, and this does not have linen in the collar, so he deliberately buys the woolen coat that has linen in the collar in order to be made so. That's like this much. So, according to the Rambam, the Ram, so he, even though it's not, he's not even like this in Leila, but just in sharpness and another Israel. So he has a din of gap of Ibunal Khat Kulem is gap in the football. So he has a din of a me. Like an Ibn Abizor is a me. So Elahis, Ibunal Hakis is also a me. And me has a din of Ibunal Khat Kulem. So the Mele, he has the same psul as an Akum. So his Shchite is not a good Shchite. Even the Achim in Israel is so. And we see that he was Sheikhim, proper. The same way as a good Shechit. So even though the good Shechit was Sheikh according to all the dinim of Shkita. But if he's not a Jew, so he's doesn't even know. So if someone is a Mumel Chater Kule, either because he's Mechal Shabu Faresye, or because he's in Arizona, or because he's a Mumel Hakis, so according to some Shemi, he has a din of a mean, and he's also a Mumel Chater Kule. So even if it's not Lahakis in Mele, but Lahakis in Shabbos, so Mele, it's not just a question, maybe he was Minabe. Maybe he was Minabe. But we know that he was not Minabe. Like he was really Nason. So still the Shchita isn't there. Like Shchita Zak. Because he has the Psul Minabe. That's the Shchita of the Rambam. But Rashi Shchita is not like that. Now Rashi says, Avrahachis, Afinutsi Sakini Yofel Lomi. Since Rashi used the washing the Kavone, so obviously Rashi does not have reference to a Mumer, Echel Nivele is where it's not Litrov, meaning Makrit. You see that three times. There is a Mumer, Echel Nivele is Litrov. That means he will never eat Nivele, unless he is driven by an appetite, by time. To eat Nivele. But if he can eat the same kind of meat that is Shruto, not Nivele, he will never touch Nivele. That's what he got. Then there is someone who does it like this is Nivele. Spiteful. Just because the Torah says we say for only Nivele, that's the exact reason as to why he does it. So, and then there is a third type of Nivele. Sometimes the Shaykhim call him Malachis. But it's not Lachis Mamish. They call him Lachis in order to distinguish him from Litov. But it means that he might be, he doesn't care either way. So, now Rashi could not have reference to a Mumer Echon Veles that is in the Makri. Because if he is a Mumer Echon Veles that is in the Makri, why does Rashi say, Bikavone Biyadai? He's only in the Makri, why Bikavone? So Rashi should say, we have the Choshe. Maybe just indifferently, so he was in Abe because he doesn't care one way or the other. Rashi emphasizes the Mu'ed in Abe, Bechavone Biyadai, So in other words, because he does it deliberately, he does it spitefully. Now the question is this. So then the implication is that even though he does it spitefully, mamesh, so the only reason is why she does it as well, because we assume that he did it the kavana. But suppose Achim training someone to check up on him and they observe that he was shechet properly, so then it should be the jail. So Rashi is really can the Rambam shik. According to the Rambam, if somebody is in Mubarech who reveals the Hachis Mamesh, not that he who reveals the Hachis, even lay the Shachis Hachis, any Yisal Hachis, any Yisal Hachis. So then, he has a dinner with me, no be Mubarech who had a Gule. And so even if we know Achim is really so, that he was shechet properly, so still Shchitos is there. But Rashi is chilek. Rashi is chilek and Rambam. That we see from this Rashi. Shechet v'chatkir. Atul v'e Achim v'adis. We need to ask the Lord Achim v'adis. My habit, but we got Vasa. All right, now. Now then, Rabbina is another explanation. All the Amorim. So they mention different explanations how to reconcile the apparent inconsistency between the connotation of the first expression, which has a hatchili connotation, and the connotation of the second expression, which has a daily connotation. So Rabbi Noam Ahofron, Hakol Sheikh, Nato Mumchim Sheikh, Mumchim Ahofi Sheikh Ozoki, because in order to be a good Sheikh, a Kafka Sheikh, then there must be two prerequisites. First of all, he must know Yuchashkir. A sheikh has to know Yuchashkir. He doesn't have to be alone in Kolatel Gulet. So even though he is ignorant, he knows other money, as long as he's well versed in the dinim of Shkite, so he fulfills the requirements as far as knowledge is concerned. He has to know Shiye, Drosech, Lode, Agrome, Yitro, and has to know exactly what Shiye is, what is the Shiye or Shiye by the name of Dachor, what is the Shiye or Shiye by the name of Dachor, what is the Shiye or Shiye by all. And he has to know all the dinim of Shiye, whether she is Mitzvah, she is not Mitzvah. He has to know what Agrome is, what Yitro is, what Rose is, what Lode is. He has to know. If he doesn't know, if we know that a certain Sheikh doesn't know the basics of Shrite, then his shchite is possibly there. That's one correct. But suppose someone knows Yilchus Shchite, but if he didn't learn the art, the science of shchite, the witness of shchite, so then he cannot shachvila. He can be a bokeh kolatel kume. If he didn't learn shchite, the witness of shchite, so he should not say psulo. He has to know the mechanism. I mean the art, how to do it. And so now, so in order to know the art of Shrite, so it's not enough just to know. Because suppose sometimes students, you know, they learn, they observe how one chat, but for some reason they cannot learn how to do it. Because of an emotional quality. Certain people, you know, are very soft-hearted, and when they see blood, they become terrified. So even though he learned and he has experience, he still is not competent as a sheikh. So in other words, that's called nozoki. So nozoki means someone who learned the art of shkite and who was observed by an expert, let's say another sheikh, who is considered as an expert in shkite, and if he says that he observed this sheikh three times, how he was shechet and the Yishach's Baruch. That's called Mose. So there are two requirements, two prerequisites for a shechet. In other words, what are the credentials of a shechet? So he has to know the dinim of Shrite, and he has to be Mose, he has to have experience. He has to have experience. So in other words, whenever a shechet learns how to share, so first we let him share, and we give away that off first of all. And we have to give away that off, we have to give away to Nakum. And Nakum should be it. Nakum should be it. And then after he experienced himself, he shared him properly, then he's a Muslim. So there are two prerequisites. So, Rabino Amaro. So one who knows the dinim of Shrike is called the Mumche. One who is known to have experience in geschäfting properly, it's holy mosey. But sometimes a certain person, a certain sheikh, might be a very good mosey. He's a mosey. He knows the art of shtite, but the dinim of shtite doesn't know. So even though another sheikh testifies, he says he saw him sheikh 10 times or 100 times, and each time he was sheikh properly, so that's no guarantee that the 101st time he will also sheikh properly, because since he doesn't know, he'll ask himself what a great is the fact that he has all the experience in the world, but he doesn't know there is such a thing as sheikh. So maybe he'll start sheikhing, and then somebody will tell him there is a telephone call for you. So he'll stop in the middle, and then he'll talk on the telephone for 10 minutes, and then he'll finish the shtick. So what a veil is an experience. So in other words, so there are two prerequisites. So Mumche is one who is known to know the din of shtick. Mumzek is one who is known to have experience, to know the art of shtick, but not necessarily that he knows the din of shtick. So Abin Omar, Hatem Shochtim, Hatem Mumchim, Sheikhtim, Mumchim, Vahul Pishayim, Mosa. As long as we know that the Sheikh, who is Sheikh of Isbaine, knows very well the name of the basic name of Shtik, even though we don't know whether he has experienced Shah, we can let him Shah. We can let him Shah. Mumzoki, Mumchim, Vahul Pishayim, Mosa. באמת לא מאמונים שיעידים בין, שיעידים בין להיר השחיתה, אבל אם יעידים בין שיעידים בין השחיתה, לא יש חיים. אם הוא לא, הוא טסטר אין. או, let's say, that's the purpose of Kabbalah. What's the purpose of Kabbalah? Kabbalah is only an evidential, has only evidential significance. If a person, it shows that he has Kabbalah from Chochem, from a recognized law, so mainly it's a rally that this law tested him, and he saw that he knows how to set the challah, he knows the din of shchite, and all these things, otherwise he wouldn't have given him Kabbalah. So the Kabbalah is only, the Kabbalah, well, I mean, sometimes the Kabbalah is given by a law who is also a sheikh, so mainly he can testify as to his experience and as to his knowledge in the art of Shri Vidu. But as long as we know, so who is, so according to Rabbina, the Mishnah is saying that Lechatchila, anyone that we know knows the din of Shri Vidu, even though we don't know as to his experience, so he can shake Lechatchila. He's the shake Lechatchila. But then what do we say to the Shri Vidu? How do we say to the Shri Vidu? Lo Yishchei, Vimshoha. So, you suppose someone, we don't know whether he knows of the Shkite. He was already Sheikh at the Behime. So then, it's only with the Behime. After the Shkite, we test. We ask him the Shailas. He knows the Shkite, he passes the test. So, remember, I'm Sheikh, you should be a Shkite. How are you, Sheikh, you should be a Shkite? Where is he? Wie Jochat bringt ihn, ich sehe. Hier die Dehle, in der Schritte, wo er gedacht hat. Wie war er, wie er vor sich tut, kann ich ihn doch mal gerne mal lehren. Schem die Wiesche, 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 if you are going to say that the Kumushi Shokta has exclusively reference to Hereshen Nipotu, not to any other party, we just report, Elushan Mumuchi, we bait him as his son, blessed among you. That's the first question of Rabbi. Then the second question of Rabbi is, Yike de Amre, Rabbi no Marok and Bome. Hatem Shochtim, Hatem Muzochtim, Muzochtim Sheikhtim, Muzochtim Apropi Shei Mumchim. What does it mean, Muzochtim Apropi Shei Mumchim? It doesn't mean if somebody has experience in Shechtim, So, even though we know that he doesn't know the meaning of Shchite, we can let him Shech. Chas v'shol. If we know that he doesn't know the meaning of Shchite, we cannot let him Shech, and even the evidence Shchite will be possible. Because of what avail is all his experience. He doesn't know the Shchite. So maybe somebody started a conversation with him, and he stopped, and he put away the challah, he stopped Shechting, and then he finished it after 10 minutes. So it's the veil. So, but Arabishay Mumchim means stop. We don't know, we have no evidence as to his knowledge, as to his kias in Hilchashvili. So then, according to the second Lashon of Babine, the Mishnah is saying, Hakel Shochtim and the Tzmarbe, anyone who we know, to be experienced in Mosek. So, who knows the art of Shchite, even though we don't know anything about his knowledge of dealing of Shchite, so we can let him share. Why? Because we say, Reib Mikili Lekul Shchite Mokhenei. Most of the people who undertake to share are presumed to know a Shchite. In other words, we don't anticipate that someone who never learned a Shchite will have the chutzpah, the audacity to undertake to share. So, if we know that he has experience, even though we don't know whether he knows the dinim of Shchite, so we can take it for granted that he knows the dinim of Shchite also. So he says, Ikedam Rabbi Noma Hotam, Hakel Sheikh Rachim Mozokin Sheikh, Mozokin Avoki Sheikh Mumchim, Vamed Vamedum Sheikh Shofu Panayu Beisit Mutomi, Vilwe Nisawi. In other words, why would it be Nisawi? Because if he is extremely sensitive and emotional, and if he's the type of the person who is allergic to blood, I mean when he sees blood, even of an animal, so he becomes very faint, so he cannot check. So, Avoy Shochat Lefaneinu, Beisit Mupomin Lo Yishchei, Shemot Yisalai, Vim Shochat Lo Amato, Vim Shemot Yisalakti, Shchito Zik Sheiro, Chutz Mechel Shem Likotin, Dat Yudem Et Nam Eloi, Shem Yishu Shem Yidu Yishu Shem Yachu Yidu, Vikul Yishu Shoch Tai, Yiru Yachel Shem Likotin Al Lokoi, Vim Shoch Tini Boyle, Elo Shayim Ozokin, Vamro Lukore Nisade, But it says, you let the Kamon be the Shai. So the Atun Shei is by Rabbine. According to the first portion of Rabbine, so a Mumche can Shech Mechatchile, even though he is not known as a Mumze. But a Mumze cannot Shech Mechatchile if he is not known as a Mumche. According to the second portion of Rabbine, he goes that way. So, according to the second portion, so, a muzik can shech mechatchile, even though he is not known as a muzik. We don't know whether he knows a muzik. But a muzik who is not a muzik cannot shech mechatchile. Fine. Now the שייך לרצה ולאחר רעיס, ומכעס לו ולאחר רעיס, מה יעבר לו לבות קסק? מומחים יבנו חשריטה, ואבא כשאי מוזוקים, שלושו עשו פנם מקימו פעמים, לרעיס, אם יש בנקיח של ניסלפים ושחיטה. נאו, פמרה של סלושה, From Rashi's Loshin, from other Mishim you don't see it anymore. But from Rashi's Loshin here, Mumchim v'yedim l'cheshrit. From some Mishim it appears that this is the definition, the pshat of Mumchim. Who knows l'cheshrit, that's Mumchim. And knowing the art of Shchite, that is included in Ozoki. But from Rashi's Loshin it's not Mashma that way. From Rashi's Loshin it's Mashma. That Mumchim has two components, two ingredients. Mumchim means one who knows the art of Shchite. I mean, the way to know, somebody might be a good adult, but if he doesn't have the shimush in Shchite, if he doesn't know how to share, so he will not know how to share. So there are two elements of Yidia. Because Rashi says, Mumchim, Yedin Lecheshchite. So Rashi should say, Mumchim, Yedin Lecheshchite. And some Rishayim do explain it that way. Mumchim, Yedin Lecheshchite. But Rashi says, Yedin Lecheshchite. So apparently, when the Gemara says Mumchim, it includes two things, two elements. One element is knowledge of the Din Lecheshchite, and then the other element is knowledge of the Biladarme, and also the way to do it. Somebody might even know the old Muladarme. He knows exactly where the patient is, and he knows exactly where the colony is, and he knows exactly everything. But in the Mitzvahs he cannot do it. So then there is a diminution in his mumchim. So from Rashi it's mashma. Rashi said, doesn't say mumchim yehi muheshkite, but mumchim veyehi muheshkite. Veyehi muheshkite. So in other words, that means he knows everything. He knows the aloches, and he knows the ledalme, and he knows how to shah. So what is lacking? What is lack? He lacks the experience. He didn't check 3 times successfully in the presence of other shochtim who know how to shah. How to shah. So then the chashash might be, he knows the deal, he knows the ledalme, he knows the art of shchite, but maybe because of an emotional factor, he'll become very faint and he will not be shaken the whole thing, the Reb Simoni, because of an emotional factor. This is how Ash explains. So Mumchim Yirid Mechashchit Devar Bishay Mozokim Shom Yishoch Mufakim Yirid Mupon. So Mozokim means just experience. So sometimes if someone did not check in our the presence of experts 3 times successfully, he still might know the art of Shlite just because he didn't, he might have shared by himself, failed in Atzmi many times, 100 times. But that is not considered Mubzek. Mubzek means someone was shaken before Neno. Neno doesn't mean stand in the presence of 1,000 people who don't know how to share. But it means the Fanein in the presence of Shochti, who know how to share. That's Moses. The other fish in Mazot, Shom Shochti the Fanein of Yimupon, Lira is in Yishma Kea, Shem in Yisalt in Bishchite, so she obey or they shee, or you need in Ram in the Sid Deyen, or you need to Deyen Ram Sid Deyenika. So Rashi also mentions, maybe they will become faint, so then it will bow the Psul of Shchite, but then it says, "Oy eyedin lama zinemika." But according to Rashi, that's included already in mumchim. Then the art of shchite. The answer is sometimes one doesn't know the art of shchite because he doesn't know the art of shchite. He just doesn't know. How do we know to be melech umeiv the sack? How to do it? So then there is a chisom in mumchim. But sometimes a person knows the art of shchite, how to do it. But because of an emotional factor, so because he's so tender and so soft about it, so because of the blood of the animal, so sometimes he might stop, so there'll be Ipsul of Shia, and sometimes he doesn't stop, but because of his tenderness, of his sensitivity, so he might begin with Yerochel Aboye, and then at the end, instead of making the Rochel Aboye, he'll make it Rossi. So that's what Rashi means when Rashi says, "Oy yeinu ames yedinika." Not because he doesn't know the art, but because of his sensitivity, because of his squishes and das, so he will not do it properly. Not because he doesn't know, he knows very well, but because of the emotional factor, he might make it Rossi. So in other words, so if he doesn't have experience in our presence, so then there are 2 possibilities. Of even though he knows everything, he didn't even go down everything, but maybe he'll be solid, he'll be Shia, and maybe because of his sensitivity, so he'll be Dorse. That's what Rashi means. And he didn't learn it then. But I'm not going to be able to do it in the way of the way of ואין אני שחית מכיר בי בדקו שאין לך שחיתה דאפי לנהבת ואין לך שחית אלוהי ותום ידי מוזוקים מקלקים שאין בן דאס אחר של בוק מוזוקים שראינו ששוחת הוא קבע פה יופה ולא הגיעו כל שראינו הוא ישראל שוחתי לא זה לא ואף על פי שאין מומחים ולבינו שיהיה דימוי מלך השחיתה מול ניסאוי לא שנעים וסופי שסלעים שיוכל מירי סמק הסחר וביסקים אפילו הוא בדעימו מצלעת מהפסולת יש
But if he's a mumcha, wouldn't he realize that he did a drasa and therefore they wouldn't let the sheep of chaos even though he...
No, but if somebody is super sensitive, so then he might be the biggest mumcha. the biggest mumche. And but then he might not even be aware of it, because he might not even be conscious of the fact that at the end of the shita, instead of making the lot of avoye, he made it also. So the infinite is super sensitive. So how can we determine? Now, that doesn't mean that someone who is very emotional, very sensitive, cannot be a sheikhet. Cannot be a sheikhet, because if a sheikhet is a big yerushalmi, so even if, no matter how sensitive he is, but because of his yerushalmi, so he'll be able to share properly in spite of his sensitivity. But that can be determined only through experience. In other words, if other shakti will see the shaft 3 times and they'll see that he shafts properly and there is no shield, there is no trose, so then we are sure. But until it was verified by the observation, by other shakti, that 3 times he was shechet successfully and effectively out of being, so we cannot be sure. I mean, according to that Moshe, according to that. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbine v'rabbe barule, ki abaye v'rovim rabba shoyam. In other words, how many explanations do we have in the Gemara here to reconcile the apparent inconsistency between the first expression and the second expression? We have rabbe barule, 1, abaye 2, rove 3, all right, Abaye and Rove is really the same way, but there is one difference. So it's 3, then Rabashe 4, and 2 Rabbinis Lishenes. So it's 6. So we have 6 different explanations. 6 different explanations. So, the Rove is explaining. Why does one Amira explain it one way, not the other way? So here's the reason. So it's the Rove says, Rabbin Evira Bedarune Kabai Virobi Rabashe Oyamre Mishitekashu Vihulo. So in other words, because according to Abaye, according to Rome, according to Rabashe, the term Vihulo Shishachtu instead of Vinchahatu is difficult. Alright, so that's why we don't explain it that way. Mishkat Yuchul. Kume Kirabi Barule Oyamre. All these are other amroim. Why can't they explain like Rabbi Barule? I mean, there is nothing wrong in the expression Bichuron according to Rabbi Barule. So the Gemara says, "Ach, we should have the Chochem Ikea, and the Rabbi Rosem Ikea." We have a question for you. "Ach, we should have the Rosem Ikea." No, Rabbi, you tell me to the Chum, but you should tell me the Chum. Google me it, Rabbi. Chum, you know, Salta, that's a Kedesh. Love the Kedesh, don't. So in other words, the whole that Chum Shinas Altar is a Kiddush, not the Kiddush Dome. So then it's not even important for the Tame to tell us this Lechatchile, that the Tome can be Sheichet, Bisaki, Bichum Shinas Altar is a Kiddush, because Chum Shinas Altar is a Kiddush is not the Kiddush Dome. Not the Kiddush Dome. Alright. Kumi Ki Rabbin Elei Amre. Now why all the other Amroim, Rabbi Barule and Abaye Rove, who explain it, who apply it to Ikusi, and Rabashe, who applies it to Ikunolidon, why do they not apply it to Mumchin or to Mozokin, like the 2 Rishenes of Rabine? So how should they have Mumchin Ein Shein Mumchin Ein? That now is the first version of Rabine. That the Mishnah is only allows a mumche, one who is known to be boki, in Lecheshkhilat Hashem, even though he is not known to be experienced in shechting power. So they don't want to explain like the first version of Rabine, because they hold the Mitzvah of Lecheshkhilat Mumche. Because according to the first version of Rabine, only someone was tested before, by us. And we know that he knows Yilcheshvite, can be allowed to have Chilat Hashem. But someone was not tested by us. Stamidu, he comes and he says, I am a wonderful Sheikh. I know Yilcheshvite, but we didn't test him, so cannot check it. Cannot check it much. But these Anroim, Rabbi Barule, Abaye, Rove, Rabashe, they all hold the three mitzvot of Yilcheshvite Mumchine. In other words, when the Jew undertakes, to Shech, even though we didn't test him.